Time for Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, presented by Dale's Market and Deli at 419 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Indians coming off a weekend against the Oakland A's. They open up a series tonight against the San Francisco Giants. But, Bob, I want to take us back to last Tuesday night with the Tribe well represented in the All-Star game. A lot of fun for a lot of players. Some have been there before. Some for the first time, so I guess it's a unique experience. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts of how our team represented.
Well, I think they did real well. Good morning to everybody. Jose Ramirez, what a remarkable season. What a remarkable player he's become. You know, in his first All-Star game, gets voted into the starting lineup, and immediately, the second hitter gets the first base hit of the All-Star game, goes 2-for-2 with a stolen base. Frankie makes some good defensive plays. Michael Brantley chips in with a hit. Andrew Miller closed out the game. Corey Kluber, we did not want pitching in that effort. So really a wonderful performance by our All-Stars. And, I just know that Terry was just incredibly bummed he couldn't be there. There's not many opportunities like this that you get to share it with five of your players and your entire coaching staff and some of the clubhouse guys that he brought along to Miami to hopefully be with. But they had that cardboard cut out there and had a little fun with him. So I guess he was there in spirit.
Yeah, and it was one of those All-Star games where if you're an Indians fan, you stuck through the whole game because you started it off with Jose, as you mentioned, Frankie in the middle section, Michael Brantley near the end, and Andrew Miller closing things out for the victory. So
yeah,
felt like
it was great. It was great, absolutely. You know, it's one of those organizational wins. You know, when you sit there and you think internally, personally, how we look at it, those of us who work for the ball club. We look at it as an organizational win. Lots of Indians uniforms dotted all over that place. So, at an All-Star game, pretty cool.
What responsibility does your team have when they have a new All-Star being a part of this? Is there some protocol that you're given, or does that just fall on Major League Baseball to inform the players of all that?
Well, when you have five players, your coaching staff, your manager, all expected to be there, and then you'll bring a one or at least two media relations people to take care of everybody, to walk them through so they have a familiar, friendly face that they can go to when they have obvious questions of what to do with their families, where are the tickets going to be. I mean, Major League Baseball does a terrific job of taking care of the athletes and their families, and but obviously there's a nervousness there for the players wanting to make sure, Jose Ramirez was able to fly his mother and father and some other family members from the Dominican Republic over to Miami to see him in his first All-Star game, which was so very special. So, you like to have some familiar faces there to make it easier on the guy. So as an organization, we sent a few of our front office people to help.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, and over this past week, I happened to see the documentary that Major League Baseball, the MLB Network, put on. What do they call it? The Dynasty That Almost Was.
Right. Well, there's a great name, right? tells you exactly where right. That thing's headed.
Right. Some of it reminded me of the VHS tapes that I purchased following those 94, 5, 6, 7 seasons about all the, the great season that that recaps. But it was interesting to catch up with some of those the guys today, kind of looking back on that those year games, 20 years ago.
I thought it was an interesting documentary, very much so. I didn't quite have the sense of bringing a tear to my eye or getting angry, and not that I've gotten over losing in Game 6 of the World Series in 95 or Game 7 in extra innings and 97, nor Game 7 of 2016. It's just, the world we live in and have to learn how to, navigate through all of those joyous occasions and painful occasions that happen in sports when you have a passion for it. One of the things I thought they might have done a little bit better in that documentary was, people forget, we lost 105 games in 1991. Mike Hargrove replaces John McNamara as manager mid-season, and just 3 years later, we open a new ballpark, and we're on the verge of being one of the best teams in the American League, and then the strike hits, and then we continue on to be the best team in 95. That's not a long period of time, you know, going from losing 105 games to being in the Game 6 of the World Series just 4 years later, and I thought they could have played up, you know, that incredible road that we had to travel to get there, not just when we got there that we weren't able to finish it off, but what it took to go from, you know, 40 years. That's why we had 455 consecutive sellouts. It had been 40 years since our fans had enjoyed this kind of baseball team and winning at this high level. So I thought they could have done a little bit better job with that. One thing that shocked me the most was Jose Mesa talking about, you know, how come Hargrove started calling pitches in the seventh game of the World Series. So the stubbornness of Jose might have made me a little bit more angry that he should have thrown fastballs to Charles Johnson in the ninth inning and not sliders to slow his bat down. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty well-done piece.
How much are they going to pay you for your appearance in there, Bob? I saw you and Tom Hamilton there in the plastic-clad dugout or the locker room at that time.
Yeah, the Visqueen's already up and the champagne's on ice, and we're sitting there ready to do something we had obviously never done, and that's celebrate a World Series championship and obviously taken away. The one thing I don't think they played up enough was also, you know, I was standing there next to Hammy, but you don't see the guy just a teeny bit away from us is etching, engraving Chad Ogier's name into the World Series MVP trophy.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden they tie the game and he stops engraving Chad's name and takes that trophy out of the locker room, like they took the World Series trophy, rolled it out of the locker room, and we're sitting there. Hammy and I were like, where are you going? Bring that back here. Oh, God. What memories. What memories.
Yeah.
We looked awful young in that video. That's all my text was blowing up with. People were like, oh, my God, you were young one day.
Well, but... yeah, time goes by very quickly, though, but we're looking for another good year with the Cleveland Indians. Again, they just finished up a series with Oakland, now playing the San Francisco Giants. Do these West Coast road trips, I guess Terry Francona would just say that you got to play him, so you just play him.
Yep, they're on the schedule, so you got to do what you got to do. We will, you know, get to see two of the great old friends of the Indians. We just got to visit again with Ray Fossey, one of the broadcasters of Oakland, and now we get to connect for 3 days with Dwayne Kuiper, you know, great second baseman, Captain Kipe, just a phenomenal broadcaster for decades here in San Francisco, so pretty cool that we get to spend some time with him as well. And then we get to come home, big rock and blast weekend with Sugardale Dollar Dogs, Tipness bobblehead on Saturday, Key Bank Kids Funday Sunday, and it all ends with the noon game next Thursday. So lots going on. Check it out at Indians.com.
Lots going on as well. Bob DiBiasio joining us, brought to you by Dale's Market in Delhi on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And now we've got two tickets to give away for the Tuesday game, July 25th, against the Angels, courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi, Cleveland Street in Elyria. It's 322-0930. 322-0930 is the number to call to win those tickets to go out and see a Tribe game this summer. Bob, we'll talk to you again next Monday. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, boys. Always fun. Go Tribe.